Have you received grace upon grace? Grace is undeserved love, unmerited love, a love we cannot ever earn. We're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not wise enough for God to love us the way God loves us. So it's just God's grace that showered out upon us. And God has been doing that throughout creation. God's grace is shown in His creation, and especially in the fall, where man and the world has moved away from Him, and God has reached out time and time and time again to show His love and to bring us back to Him, even when we're undeserving, when we're unfaithful, when our values are mixed, when our goals are divided, when our minds are pulled in a variety of directions, and we don't make God first in our lives. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And from this fullness we have all received grace upon grace. That's what infant baptism is all about. Grace upon grace. That little baby has all of the tendencies to sin and hurt and disappoint God. But God loves that child. It was not too long ago that that child existed spiritually with God. That child is from God. And by His grace, He was sent in to the lives of that couple and the family that gathered around that child. That's grace. That's God saying, I care about everyone. You're important. You're valuable. And I want you to be as innocent as that little child is. And you can be if you come to me. If you accept my Son, Christ Jesus, into your life, you will have grace upon grace. You'll experience an incredible kind of love. And yet we still go through our lives as if we're earning God's love. If we're doing things that compel God to love us, as if we are behaving in a way that obligates God to love us. God loves us without us doing those things. And when we are so absorbed with ourselves that we look at what we do and our goodness, we're missing the point to just accept the love of God and do those things out of a grateful attitude. And yet we miss God so many times in our lives when God is so present to us. We miss Him because we think it depends on us. And God is there. God's grace is there all of the time for us. But do we live in that grace? Or are we filled with grace upon grace? Do we live life as grace-filled people? Do we show that to others? Do we live it out in our marriages, in our families, in our work, in our play, in our recreation? And especially, do we live it out in our relationship with one another when we come here? With baptism on the one hand and Holy Communion on the other, this is a service of grace today. And it's good that it is on this Sunday when Christians around the world are saying, we celebrate God together in Holy Communion. That one time of year when many denominations who celebrate communion in many different ways come together and recognize our oneness. Why? Because of the grace of God. But we miss the point because we don't understand what Paul was trying to tell us in 1 Corinthians. Through baptism, we're promised that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, comes into our lives. Now, we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. You see, when we're filled with grace upon grace, we move so we live in another reality, in a spiritual reality. We're living in God's world. We're living in God's domain. We're living in God's kingdom. We're present and more connected to God when we're living in the spiritual realm. And when we live by grace, we're there. I don't care how negative we feel about ourselves. Someone gave a testimony a couple of weeks ago at a Bible study. They came to the altar during communion last Sunday. And I always invite you to come experience the real presence of Christ Jesus when you experience Holy Communion. Because something mystical happens when we break that bread and we share that cup. When we take it into ourselves, we experience grace upon grace. Something I can't explain in worldly terms. And that's what Paul is saying here. There's a spiritual wisdom. You just have to know it in your heart. You have to let God's Spirit witness to your spirit. And then you have this wonderful connection that you are meeting God in Christ face to face as you kneel and you take that bread and mingle it with the juice in the cup and take it into yourselves. The grace of God. The reality of God, the presence of Christ becomes a reality that you can only see with spiritual eyes. You can only hear with spiritual ears. You can only understand it in your heart through the Spirit. Paul goes on a couple of more verses and says, those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. When we're filled with grace upon grace, our spirit reaches out to God and connects in a wonderful, marvelous, mysterious kind of way. And we know we're connected to something better than anything in this world. We can think of the very best thing in this life, and we can be connected to something even more wonderful. Do you long for that in your life? Do you want that kind of connection with God that's not based on your doing, that's not based on your goodness, that's not based on your loyalty, not based on your accomplishments, not even based on your attitude, good or bad? It's just based on the unmerited love of God. When we come to this table today, in a few moments, you can experience that grace. You may be, as this person testified, overwhelmed with its beauty. That would be a wonderful thing this morning, that you were just absolutely overwhelmed with grace upon grace. But you'll only experience that if you tune out the human mind and tune in your spirit to God's Spirit, because that's the only way we get there, by the Spirit. Have you received grace upon grace? You can this morning. Are you willing to let go of the things of this world and come here and let your spirit take charge and lead you into a wonderful connection with a loving God? Let us pray. Gracious Father, we want to experience that kind of connection. We don't want it based on our mental abilities, because sometimes we have thoughts come into our minds that convince us that we're totally unworthy. Or maybe even worse, we have thoughts come into our mind that convince us that we're really good people and we are worthy. And either way, we miss you. We miss that divine connection. We miss the spiritual power. And when we miss that, we miss all the gifts that you have for us, that you just want to pour out so much in our lives. And we can't find that by studying. If we spent the rest of our lives in Bible study, we wouldn't find it there alone. Because unless our spirit is witnessed to by your spirit, and we make a spiritual connection, we cannot enjoy grace upon grace. We want that this morning. So we come in the name of Jesus to you as we share this holy sacrament. Amen.